Good morning. Wednesday morning. And it's another Steve's thought for the day. I trust you just been a little bit encouraged at least every morning as you listen to these and hopefully are inspired, even challenged by them. As you know, Ness and I are going through the Sermon on the Mount. I've been doing now last week and this week. And let me read a few verses here from Matthew 6 and verse 19 through to 21. Listen to this. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I am sure, whatever age you are listening to this, that at some point in your life, you've had a treasure hunt. I don't know what that might mean, whether you were a kid in the garden, whether it's Easter and you're looking for the eggs. I remember one Christmas with my two kids, we decided just for a bit of fun that on Christmas morning they would need to hunt for their presents. And so the night before, Jane and I literally hid them all over the house. Obviously, Sam's presents were in a certain wrapper and Leah's were in a different wrapper, so they recognised each other. But we hid them in the shower, in the washer, in the tumble dryer, on the top of wardrobes, in sort of box type things behind the TV. I can remember it was just absolutely unforgettable. It was great fun. What a great Christmas morning that we'll never forget. And now and then we refer to and talk about, even to the point where a couple of 3 days later, we were still finding one or two presents that we'd forgotten we'd hid in obviously quite, you know, undiscoverable places. Great, great fun. X marks the spot and you'll get there. We know that to put things in a secure place is paramount. There are masses of security companies out there that are vying for the business to be able to somehow make your valuables untouchable. And yet we know that there are people out there who love the challenge of trying to get to those valuables. You think of some of the great stories, the Brinks map robbery, and times when people have drilled through walls in central London to get into deposit boxes. Man, you know, the list is endless. But what about this verse? I think it's just a brilliant verse. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I think the one thing that comes out of this is the fact that we know already that God cares about our hearts, about their condition, about their location. A couple of weeks ago, we were looking at Proverbs and that beautiful verse that we touched on. Above all things, guard your heart, for out of it all the issues of life flow. That's got to have a poignant link to our verse this morning. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So, how do I read this verse to make it applicable to you and I? We get the sense of it. But let me word it like this. Put your treasure in the hands of God, because then your heart will be there. Put your treasure in the hands of God, because that's then where your heart will be. What's the treasure? Oh, make the list. Living right. By that I mean caring about real stuff. Being generous with everything, with our time, with our love, with our possessions, with our conversation, with our expressions. Being kingdom focused, we would say. All the things that are important in the kingdom of God. The justice, the love, the grace, the mercy. And the list goes on and on and on. Being kingdom focused. So, in this podcast today, let me just leave that thought with you. But let me also put just another image in your mind to close this up. You know, when you're in one of those big shopping malls that we haven't been to for many months now, or somewhere like that, and you're looking for a certain shop or the toilet or whatever it might be, and there's one of those big boards located every so often, and there's all the shops and the layout of the place, and somewhere on there there's a big fat red arrow that says you are here. So that means that you know where you are to be able to hopefully navigate your way to get to where you want to be. So I ask you this morning, where are you? Find that big sign that is God, that is his word and his spirit and his energy, and let him say, you are here. And then you can navigate your way through God's spirit to be where you know you need to be. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Put your treasure in the hands of God and your heart will be there. Lord, we come to you this morning and we are blessed beyond measure that you've got a secure place for us to live, for us to put our stuff. And today, Lord, we put our treasure in your hands. The things that really matter to us, the things that are lasting. Lord, may this day be a day that has incredible significance and blessing and your presence wrapped up in it all. Make a great day. Carpe diem.